Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, I'm sorry. I lost track of time. It seems like I'm doing that a lot lately with the weather as nice as it is. But I'm here, we are only on for an hour today because of, actually it'll be less than that now because I missed about 12 minutes of my show. But from SarahCarter.com, dated July 13th, 2019, comes this one, folks. And it really shows the hypocrisy of Ilhan Omar, who is a staunch destroyer of our government, a staunch hater of Trump, a staunch hater of America, and is constantly pushing for us to love the terrorists and love all these other people. It's just like all the Democrats today, and instead pushes for help for everything, including the terrorists, when it comes to that, what is going on in the world. But support America? Hell, not from this twit. The headline, two Americans killed in Somalia, yet not a single word of outrage from Ilhan Omar. And that's just the way it goes here. It seems like this woman hates America. She doesn't want to be a part of America, except for the fact that America is making her rich right now because she is in the process of supposedly representing our country in government. She ain't doing that. She is dissing our country while in our government and while getting paid for doing such. But this was, to me, was totally expected. Supporting America does not fit her agenda. To be outraged that Americans were killed in the attack, not part of her agenda. But hey, she is a representative of America, isn't she? No. From the article written by Sarah Carter, at least 26 people, including two Americans, a Briton, as well as Kenyans, and a prominent Canadian Somali journalist have been killed in a car bomb and gun attack on a hotel in Somalia. A suicide car bomber detonated outside the building where local elders and politicians were meeting before three gunmen stormed in and killed those left in the building. It took security forces 11 hours to bring the overnight siege to an end, with two gunmen being killed, which I say good, and another captured alive, according to the regional president. Now, the one who was captured alive should be taken into a torture dungeon and tortured. You do that to these idiots who do stuff like this, make sure that they pay for their crimes, and they will stop doing it. I guarantee you, 56 people, including two Chinese citizens, were injured in the assault, which happened at the Asay Hotel Hotel in the southern part of the city of Kismayo on Friday evening, according to the BBC. The tragedy is amplified by the lack of response from those familiar with the horrors of Al-Shabaab, which is a group of Islamic militants affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The group remains a strong presence in rural Somalia and has carried out numerous attacks in the region. Thus far, Representative Ilhan Omar, who comes to the United States from Somalia, has not issued any statement on the attack. One of the journalists killed by the militants is a Somali Canadian journalist, Hadan Nalaye. Her husband, Farad, was also killed in the attack, according to the BBC. Her friend, Farhan Jamail, posted her photo on Twitter in remembrance of her, saying she was a bright star and a beautiful soul that represented the best of her people and homeland Somalia at all times. It seems that Ilhan Omar has better things to talk about, like the racism of Americans and such, to stop for a moment and show some concern for Americans being killed in attack in a hotel in her part of the world, Somalia. But what did we expect, huh? We elected her to be a representative of the United States, and she doesn't do that at all. She represents herself and her part of the world that she is not supposed to be representing here as a United States Congresswoman. But believe me, I use that term woman very loosely here, folks, because to me, a woman is a noble thing to be. But she doesn't make being a woman noble at all. Neither does she make being American noble. Quite the opposite is true when it comes to Ilhan Omar. This woman is a farce, a fallacy to the American government. She is a horrible person. And I don't care if she comes down on me for saying this. She is a horrid person. This is the NWCR radio show, as I've been calling it, and I'm your host, Robert the Infidel, with today's show on this, the 14th day of July in the year of Lord 2019. Glad you made it here today. Like I said, we have only an hour today, and we have a few announcements that would be of interest to listeners of CNN and our future later in the show, which, by the way, is looking brighter, which is a good thing, folks. And we will be right back.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert, who are not afraid of the wrath of the left when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda for us. From the crossroads of America comes the second hour of the show.
We are back. The call-in number to be on the show is 646-478-5284. If you wish to join the discussion, welcome to the show. I know I've got one person in the call queue, but it's at normal just 1111111111 number. And usually when I try and answer that one, they don't say anything. So they're just there to listen. I think if they want to talk, you can go into the chat room and say something, and I will gladly answer the call. From Hannity comes this one, headlined, Open Borders. Elizabeth Warren introduces new plan to decriminalize illegal immigration. Now, first off, before I even start this whole thing, if you are illegal in this country, you are not, and let me repeat this, you are not an immigrant. I don't care how many times the left says this or how many times the left uses that term, illegal immigrant. You are not an immigrant if you come into this country illegally. You are a criminal. And after this, from now on, if I'm going to talk about illegals, I will never call them an illegal immigrant anymore. They are an illegal criminal invader. That's all they are. Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced a new plan this week that would essentially decriminalize those caught illegally entering the United States. raising serious new questions over the Democrats' immigration policy heading into the 2020 election. Entering the country without authorization has always been a violation of civil immigration law, but thanks to a former segregationist senator, it is now also a criminal violation. This additional criminal provision is totally unnecessary for border security, and for another reason that's unnecessary is because they're not following the law. So why criminalize it? But if you come in illegally, that automatically makes you a criminal. Try being illegal on any other point in the law. Try robbing a bank. You rob a bank, you broke the law. You broke the law, you're a criminal. Coming into this country illegally, you broke the law. But according to the Democrats, you're an immigrant. Wow. That the complete lack of understanding of the laws of this nation by the Democrat Party, and sadly many on the right also, is just amazing to behold, because what we have here, I said that and I immediately see what we have here is a failure to communicate, but it's not necessarily that, because the politicians who are pushing for this whole thing about making illegal immigration not to decriminalize it, the people who are pushing for this don't care about the law, but they are really big on pushing new laws, which is something I really don't understand myself, because if you don't care about laws, why should you push new ones? You're not going to follow them either. As soon as you figure out that the new law that you're pushing is not going to help your agenda, you're no longer going to follow it. You're no longer going to do anything about it. You're no longer going to want to enforce it. Just like gun laws in this country. The left is constantly saying we need new gun control laws. No, we don't. Have anybody, anyone out there even looked at the number of gun laws that are out there now? Gun laws in this country are just a burgeoning part of our nation's laws. Yet, we still hear of criminals getting guns. We still hear of people breaking laws with guns. Well, of course, because they're not going to follow the laws. They won't do it. It's to me, it's amazing to behold that the left wants to push all of these gun laws on people who are not going to follow them. A criminal, by definition, will not follow the laws. And it just, that's just the way it is. They will not follow the laws, and that's just the way it is. And it's amazing to me to constantly have to push this on the people, knowing that in the next election, Democrats are going to get elected. And anymore, almost to a person, Democrats do not care about America or our laws. And that's the way they are anymore. They don't care about our laws. They don't want to enforce our laws. They don't want to use our laws to stop criminals. But they want to make more of them. That doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense at all. And the things that are going on in this nation right now, with all of us trying to follow laws that we know we get thrown in jail for, while we're watching Democrats allowing other people who the Democrats will think will follow the laws, will, you know, they're not going to enforce them. They're not going to enforce them. And that's the big problem that we have today. We cannot keep our nation as a nation of laws if our laws will not be followed. And that's just the way it is. You know, you want laws, they're going to have to be followed. And if the government isn't going to do it, then why do they expect us to?
We will be right back after these important messages.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. Some of us feel the call to battle. Some of us do not. But for those of us who don't, there is still a way to help with those who do. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while their family members serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, and their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and other things. Just keeping up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family every year or so. Not only that, but insurance rates can change every time. Plus, coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment, if there isn't housing available to you, can be expensive. And traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover just adds to it. People think the government covers all those costs for them, but unfortunately, it's not true. Because of all those financial burdens, SAMFAM was created. This is where SAMFAM comes in. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that takes your donations and uses them to help the active military families with day-to-day financial problems while their significant other is away and fighting for our nation. You can send your check made out to SAMFAM Inc. to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO Maine 04072. Your donation will be put to good use for our military, active military families. Be sure to let us know where you heard about this with your help. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless you.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
Well, Okay, we are back. One of the things that I was talking about at the end of that segment was, the Democrats are so out of touch with reality that they themselves can't even fathom that fact. And they in fact, think that since we know that criminals won't follow laws, so more laws won't help, that we are the ones out of touch. And they want us to vote them back into power. The only way that they have been able to get into power lately is to cheat. And they do that. And they will continue to do that. They have set so many precedences in our elections lately that sooner or later, if the law-abiding people and the Republicans don't stop them, they will start winning elections. Not because they got the most votes or not because they got the votes to win, but because they cheated their way into office, like Senator Franken did, using votes from trunks of cars to beat a Republican who actually beat him by tens of thousands of votes. Think we can't lose because of cheating? It has happened before and almost did when Albert contested his loss. Remember, he contested that three different times and finally conceded. One of these days, folks, if we don't stop giving the Democrats reasons to think they can win, they will win, and the rest of the nation will suffer for it. Because, as I have said time and time again, with what the Democrats want, we will be running out of money to do what they want to do. The people will get tired of paying for all the illegals and all the lazy bums who want nothing out of life but to be paid other people's money to do nothing. Mark my words here, folks, it's going to happen if we don't wake up and stop electing them to office. And, that's just the way it is. We need to think on that before saying if we stand for the truth, we can't lose. We have already been proven, it's already been proven that we can lose. Think back on that one with Al Franken. He should not be in Congress now, but he is. Tayeka. The art of deception, a form of religious dissimulation, whereby a Muslim can deny his faith or commit otherwise illegal blasphemous acts while they are at risk of significant persecution. It is explicitly supported by Quranic verses that instruct Muslims not to take for friends or helpers unbelievers, rather than believers, except by way of precaution, and to not utter unbelief except while under compulsion. Critics of Islam often conflate the doctrine of taqiyya with that of lying in general, mislabeling all forms of lying as an example of taqiyya. This, my friends, is part of Islam that most people just do not understand. I have friends who say that not all Muslims want to take over America, that they are good friends, and that this thing that I just talked about, taqiyya, tells the Muslim that it is their duty to deceive and lie to the infidel in order to gain their trust and friendship so that converting them to Islam will be much easier. My friend Kathy Hinners, who does my intros for this show, is an expert on Islam. And if there's a way that I could have gotten her on the show today, I would have done it. To a Muslim, my friends, if you are a Christian, Jew, or any other religion, even atheist, then you are nothing more than an infidel. An infidel is a person who does not accept the Islamic faith, or a kafir. As long as you do not accept Islam, then you are nothing but an infidel to them, even if they are working their taqiyya and doing that on you, trying to make you think that you are friends with them. They would rather shoot you in the face than to be friends with you. You are the lowest form of life on the planet if you do not accept Islam. And if you don't accept Islam, then to be killed or beheaded is the best thing that could happen to you. Now, a lot of Muslims and is their way of being nice to non-Muslims in order to gain respect, friendship, and other things that are needed to take over a culture. Here in America, we have Muslims in places of authority where they are over you in ways that you will not understand if you don't believe what they are doing. What I've been talking about here is what they are doing. As for you being a friend to a Muslim, if you are a Christian, I can tell you right now that you are not their friend. You are an infidel and never will be anything other than an infidel, even if they make you think that you are a friend. They are only practicing their taqiyya on you, and that's spelled T-A-Y-I-Q-Q-A, and they're practicing it on you. If you believe that they are your friend, then you are being suckered by them. Taqiyya is this, the art of deception. It's a form of religious dissimulation whereby a Muslim can deny his faith or commit otherwise illegal or blasphemous acts while they are at risk of significant persecution. It is explicitly supported by Quranic verses that instruct Muslims not to take for friends or helpers unbelievers other than believers except by way of precaution, and to not utter unbelief except while under compulsion. Critics of Islam often conflate the doctrine of taqiyya with that of lying in general, mislabeling all forms of lying as an example of taqiyya. All forms of lying is acceptable if they are used to try to make infidels Muslims. They all live under the five pillars of Islam. All, not just some, but all Muslims must live under these five pillars. They are compulsory to them. They are Shahada. This is the Islamic profession of faith. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That is the first pillar. We as people are having, taqiyya used on us to make us think that we are good people too, have to remember that Muhammad's third wife, which was his favorite, was only 9 years old. And the Muslims revere this man. Let me tell you now, my friends, he was no Jesus. He was no more than Satan, really, because in marrying a 9-year-old, he was doing Satan's bidding. Salah is the daily ritual prayer enjoined upon all Muslims as one of the five pillars of Islam. It is performed 5 times a day, all by all Muslims. Salah is S-A-L-A-H, is a precise worship. Different from praying on the inspiration of the moment. Muslims pray for, perhaps more correctly, worship 5 times throughout the day between first light and sunrise. The zakat, Z-A-K-E-T. This is a charity tax, one of the five pillars of Islam. Majority of Islamic scholars agree that non-Muslims should not benefit from this almsgiving, but it is done to benefit poor Muslims, poor Islam, but no one else. Saum, S-A-U-M, during the holy month of Ramadan, the 9th month in the Islamic calendar, Muslims are expected to fast from dawn to dusk. While there are exceptions made for the sick, elderly, and pregnant, they all are expected to refrain from eating and drinking during daylight hours. Hajj, H-A-J-J, this is the annual and often dangerous pilgrimage to the Kaaba in Mecca. Hajj requires all Muslims who are able to make the pilgrimage to Mecca and the surrounding holy sites at least once in their lifetime. Pilgrimage focuses on visiting the Kaaba and walking around it 7 times. Pilgrimage occurs in the 12th month of the Islamic calendar. Now, even though all Muslims must do these things, they can, while doing the taqiyya, to deceive non-Muslims to make them trust and make them friends for the purpose of making them Muslims, don't have to. So on the idea that you have Muslim friends while you yourself are not Muslim, remember this. You do not have Muslim friends if you are an infidel. If you are not Muslim, you are an infidel, plain and simple. If you are not Muslim, and this is something that most people don't understand, you are an infidel. An infidel you are to them. And that is all you will ever be until you become Muslim. And sooner or later, the Muslim law or Islamic law for infidels will take over, and they will no longer be nice to you. Islamic law is Sharia law. Sharia law is not compatible with the United States Constitution. It is said that Qutb, that's Qutb, who inspired Osama bin Laden, said, quote, "All Jewish and Christian societies today are also ignorant societies. Islam cannot accept any mixing with this ignorance. One should accept the Islamic law without any question and reject all other laws in any shape or form. The abolition of man-made laws cannot be achieved only through preaching it. It must employ jihad." Unquote. So there you have it, folks. Jihad is a necessity to achieving what Islamic faith demands. So in that, we can never be friends with them, but many don't believe that because taqiyya has been employed to make them think they have Muslim friends. And I know a lot of people who think they have Muslim friends but are Christians. That'll never happen. It will never happen. When in fact, the people who believe they have Muslim friends are not Muslims themselves, are being lied to. For they have no Muslim friends, only deceivers who want you to believe you are friends for the purpose of pushing Islamic law on you. What you have to remember, if you remember nothing at all on this, is this, my friends. If you are not Muslim, you are ignorant. If you are not Muslim, you are an enemy of Islam. No matter how smart or world-wise you are not, if you are not Islam, you are ignorant, and your ignorance will not be tolerated, period. And a lot of things, and a lot of the things that Muslims are protesting here in America are done only to change our laws to reflect theirs. One of the things that I talked about a couple weeks ago was this young girl in, let me see if I can pull this up here. It was on Daily Roll Call. Let me see. Let me type this out here. DailyRollCall.com. Because she has it on her page. And let's see here. Well, boy, this just doesn't seem to want to work. There it comes. There it is. Okay. Now, on that thing, let me see if I can find it here. It was about a girl who was in high school, and she had a thing that happened to her where she was not allowed to wear her hijab. And I think I may have just found, well, I don't know. It's, you know, the thing that really caught my attention on this one was that she was so strong in the fact that she was in school, was not allowed to wear her hijab, that she raised heck about it. She got a got lawyers involved on this. She got the military involved in this. And then when the military actually changed their rules for her, so that, you know, she was allowed to wear her hijab or whatever, you know, all of a sudden pictures started coming out of her no longer wearing it. It was only important to change the laws. That's all it was. It was only important to change the laws. And once she got those laws changed, then wearing the hijab was no longer important. And that's pretty much how Islam works in this nation. I could never find the story. I was looking at it earlier today, and it was one of those things that just really caught my eye. One of those things that I really wanted to talk about. And I actually did in one of my updates, and maybe I can find that, because I do have my updates in the back, you know, in my archives of these. But it was, you know, they pictures were even in included on this, where, you know, the girl, well, she's actually a very pretty young lady, but she fought her battles to win her thing with okay, now let's see if I can find it here. It finally opened up here, and I do have it here somewhere. And, you know, a lot of the things that I talked about, or I have been talking about over the past couple of months, is the fact that people who are Muslim are coming here to our country, forcing us to do their bidding. But if we ever went to their country and did the same thing, we'd be laughed out of the country. It would never happen. But they expect to come here and have it happen. And what they are doing is using our rules and our laws and our sensibilities against us by making us do what we shouldn't. And that is accept them. And this is something that we really have to stop doing, folks. It's a thing that America has to stop. If we expect to stay America, if we expect to stay a free nation. And the sad part about this whole thing, you know, talking about a free nation, we are no longer anywhere near as free as we were when I was growing up. And at that point in time, we were nowhere near as free as my dad was when he was growing up. You see how this is happening, folks? We have all of this going on, and it happens at a slow pace so that people just really don't notice what's going on. And I'm not exactly sure. I just shut a whole bunch of windows that I had on my computer. And I actually shut down what I had going So if my chat room closed up, the reason for that is because I closed the window that I shouldn't have. But thankfully, I am back in there now. Let me open up the chat room again. It's there. Nobody else is in there, but I've got the chat room open again. But you know, it's like we are working hard here on NWCR Radio, doing our best to try to push ideas on people that should make sense. But sadly, a lot of them don't anymore because we have all these Democrats pushing laws that don't matter. They're pushing laws that don't matter because nobody will follow them, except for the law-abiding citizens who are actually patriots of this nation. But the problem with that whole thing is a lot of these laws that are being pushed by the Democrats now are directed directly at the people who are following the laws in the first place. All these gun control laws, putting restrictions on people who have guns legally, while not putting any kind of restriction on people who have guns illegally. Now, to me, this doesn't make it all any kind of sense at all. It's just like with Muslims moving into this country and demanding that we change for them. To me, that doesn't make any sense. Because if we went to their country and demanded they change for us, that wouldn't happen. Matter of fact, a very good possibility would you'd end up losing your life over it. You're an infidel. You are nothing to them. Nothing at all. And the only time you will become something to them is if you convert to Islam. And then if you do it, not in a wholehearted manner, but you just do it just to become an equal to them, you will still never be an equal to them because you were at one point in time an infidel. And there will always be a part of you, I am sure, that will be an infidel. We've had people here in the United States. In Oklahoma, a lady was beheaded because a Muslim Islamic person decided that this person was an infidel, needed to be gotten rid of, and she was beheaded. Here in the United States. It's coming here. It's here. We've got 30 Islamic training camps here in the United States where local law enforcement is not allowed. And if you think this kind of thing could happen over in Iran, Iraq, it never would. Because they wouldn't allow it. They would not allow it. And as long as we continue to do the things that we are doing to make them welcome in this country, we will continue to lose our freedoms at a rate never before seen. And we will have more and more illegals coming into this country because they are seeing that, except for Trump right now, nobody cares to keep them out. Well, the people do, but, you know, we're not the ones enforcing the laws. Maybe we should be. Maybe we should be. And the law enforcement officers who are enforcing the laws are getting in trouble for it. I really do not understand the mentality that is going on here in the United States. socialism, liberalism, communism, all of these things are getting a good foothold on this nation. And the sad part about it is most people can only bemoan that fact because they have lives to live. And while they're living their lives, it is getting tougher and tougher and tougher for them to continue living their lives, so they try harder. Well, maybe what we should all be doing is marching on Washington and letting them know on no uncertain terms that this is our country, that the representatives in Washington, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, et all of these idiots in Washington who think that they are the most powerful people in the world, we are their bosses. And we need to start enforcing that one. Looks like I'm about out of time today. Sorry, sorry I got late today. I wasn't really watching the time. I saw the time. I had come in here. I had added a couple of things to my show, got my stuff in here the way I wanted to. I do not right at the moment have my closing song in here. And I'm in right now in the process of trying to get it in here. But yeah, there it is. Let me see if I can get it uploaded before this whole thing ends. But we are sorry about us not getting in here earlier. I had only scheduled a show for an hour today, and I missed 15 minutes of it, which kind of was a sad thing, not something I really planned on doing. But next week I will be here, and we will be in the process of doing what we need to do. I know that everybody who is here listening will not be here right as of now, because this show just kind of ended. But we are still here, and we will be back next week. So, as I always say, God bless America, God bless our troops, and as always, we will not be ruled. Have a safe and blessed day.
We ain't about to get along, and I know why. You think we owe you when we don't. Yeah, there's a welfare line wrapping round Main Street. That money ought to help our boys coming back from overseas. We're gonna paint this country red like Reagan. Gonna shoot our guns, gonna eat our bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuck. If you wanna leave, you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door. I'll show you the damn door. And all these protests, you're throwing out some heavy words, and I'm just wondering, how the hell'd you get off work? Cause I got 65 long hours that I just put in last week. Now I gotta go back home, hear you whining on TV. We're about to paint this country red like Reagan. Gonna shoot our guns, gonna eat our bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuck. If you wanna leave, you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door. We'll be right back. friggin' gonna shoot our guns and eat that bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuss. If you wanna leave, if you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door. I'll show you the damn door.
Thank you.